Hello, can you speak with Scott, please? Scott, my name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone Capital. We finance businesses. We looked into finance in the past before. We'd like to provide you with the most profitable option to help you grow and expand your business. How are you doing today?
All right.
Glad to hear you're doing great. We're going to ask you here on the notes that we have. It says that you are in the home improvement business. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
So that's... let me ask you something else. See, how long have you been in business?
About 2 years. I've been doing it for like 10 years, but I've been really like trying to do it on paper for like 2 years now.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's great. I'm happy for you. I wanted to ask you, have you had any? Do you have right now any loans or any advances?
No, I have no loan. No, I don't, no.
Good. That's great. How much do you guys do on a monthly basis over there on the revenue?
I'm just really trying to start up.
Well, roughly, how much would you average on a monthly basis?
Probably about five to ten thousand.
Okay, let's just say that you do 10,000 a month. Okay, no problem. And let me ask you something. I got the name of your business as Scott B. Home Improvement, right?
Correct.
Good. Okay, so give me 1 second here. That's the name of your business. And let's see your email. I have it here at burns5636@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
yeah.
What I'd like to do for you right now is to send you the information to this here. And basically what we do is I'm going to send you an email. And on that email, we ask you for 4 bank statements that will determine, what rates you're going to get. But right now we're so aggressive that we're trying to basically give you the lowest at the best term possible. If you were, if you like the terms and everything that we have available for you, how much would you think you need, Scott?
I ain't starting no bank account yet, so it's going to be probably a minute, though, when I start a bank account and everything. So, I ain't got to start a bank account. I ain't got to build a bank account yet.
So, you don't have a bank account right now?
Not a business bank account. I got a regular bank account, but not a business bank account.
Okay, but the regular bank account does contain some statements that reflects the income that you told me about, right? About 10K's, correct? Okay,
yeah.
Well that'll be good enough. Let's just say, provided that everything works fine, how much do you think you're going to need as capital?
Maybe probably $500,000. Maybe $300,000 to $500,000.
Let's just say that we can do, realistic figures. You'll do $200,000. That's what you to start off. Would that work for you?
Well, that would be the lowest, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, this will be something workable for you, $200,000 to initiate.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any partners with you or no?
No
partners. Okay.
No.
And the money, if you get this $200,000, what would you use it for?
I would either, open up a restaurant with.
But the home improvement business, that's what I'm.
Oh yeah, that's what I was banking. It was numerous things that I could have did with the money. You know what I'm saying? It was like 3, 4, 5 things I could have did for us, to make money. But, yeah, I could invest, meet some trucks and stuff like that in the building and try to, get some revenue coming in. you know, some marketing, do a little marketing and stuff like that.
To buy a truck and do some marketing. Got it.
Yeah, and perhaps somebody, you know, maybe get a building if it's needed right now at the moment, but I don't know if I would need a business for that yet, or just, you know.
Okay, but you do have this business, Scott B. Home Improvement, right? You do,
right,
you still do that. Okay,
yeah.
And your bank account will reflect the income that you were talking about, even though that it's not under the name, but the name of Scott B. Home Improvement does exist.
Yeah, it does. I have it listed. I do have it listed.
Okay. So if you have it listed and if somebody were to hire you as a private contractor to do a business, to do a home improvement, you'll be able to do it, right?
Correct.
Okay, so then that's what I'm saying. So I'm putting that you will get that money to buy a truck and to also, you told me that you wanted
to do some marketing
with it. Okay, so
yeah.
Right now, I just want to confirm the email address where I'm going to send you the info to. That's burns5636@gmail.com, or did I get that wrong?
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay.
Yeah.
The only other thing that I need is I need to confirm the phone number. The best phone number to get you, would it be the same one that I'm calling you at right now?
Which, yeah.
313-459-6714?
Yeah.
Okay, copy that. Okay, so we got that as your best number here. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you, like I said, that information. I'm going to send you to an email. And on that email, it's going to come from david@milestonecapitalfunding.com. It's either going to be there in your inbox, or it will be in sometimes it goes to spam, so check both. But my point to this is that once you do get that, you will need to put the last 4 months of your bank statements. That will reflect the numbers that we talked about. After you do that, once that is submitted, you basically going to have a conversation with our underwriter that will contact you momentarily after that. Between 15 to 25 minutes, he will be contacting you once that is submitted. And then right after that.
Maybe.
Are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here. I am with you.
Okay, so basically, that's what will take place. And that underwriter is going to tell you basically what the terms and what he can get for you and the best rate possible. Okay?
Okay.
So when do you think that you can get this thing done? Do you think you can get this thing done? Are you at home right now, or are you in your business?
No, I'll just give you something. I'll have to go somewhere for a minute.
Okay.
But I just got to go ahead and try to do this bank account thing for you, and then I can call you back, or, you know what I'm saying, you can give me your information. I can just call you, you know, reach back out to you.
Right. What you can do, like I said, as soon as you click, when you get the email, because I'm going to send it for you, when you get the email and you click on the email, it's going to say, hello, Scott, this is David from Milestone Capital. Please click here to upload the bank statements, which you're going to upload the bank statements. Immediately after you do that, in between 15, 20 minutes, you will get the call from an underwriter, and that person is going to basically follow up with you, and it's going to give you the terms. The terms are based on this, your criteria, how long you want. I mean, because sometimes the client decides, you know, if they want it for a year or 2 years. I mean, it all depends on you. And, of course, if the rates that they're going to provide to you will be the lowest possible according to the information that you submit, okay? So don't forget, this thing, as soon as you get over there, look for it from David at milestonecapitalfunding.com, and it should be on your email, either in your inbox or your spam. But as of right now, I want to thank you because, you know, on the first steps. We are going to provide you, like I said, with the best rates possible. And you're going to have, some working capital so that you can go ahead and grow and expand on your business. Okay. And I wish you well. And I want to thank you and congratulate you for giving us this opportunity. I know that we're going to definitely become partners. Okay. So look for that email. Okay. Thank you very much, Scott. Okay. God bless. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.